This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest this time is New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, a Republican representing the Garden State's 5th Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. We want to get his thoughts on what he hopes and expects to hear from President Obama tonight, specifically with respect to the economy, as well as get his reaction to some of the economic policies and suggestions the president has made in recent days. And Congressman, always great to have you with us.
And I appreciate the opportunity, as always. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, let me throw that first question out to you now. What do you hope to hear from the president tonight? What do you expect to hear from him tonight about how to get this country moving again jobs-wise?
I hope that we hear some specific details and a firm commitment to try to do what the American public has been asking Washington to do for a long time, and that is to live within its means. What I'm expecting, however, is basically a lot of talk about that, but little indication of actions. For example, I'll hear talk about saying we need to do these things. It's good for the American economy. It's good for the American public. But then they will suggest, the president will suggest, that all the affirmative steps shouldn't happen today. They should happen later. And that's what I expect to hear.
Let's talk about some of the issues he's brought up in recent days, starting with just yesterday, a 3-year spending freeze on discretionary spending, saying that that could save us about $250 billion over that span of time. Good idea? Is that going to make much of a dent?
Well, in general, it's a good start. I mean, it's a good idea in that respect. But, you know, a freeze, and this is why I'm saying the devil's in the details, what I hope to see, what I expect to see. A freeze could be happening as we speak. A freeze could have happened yesterday or last week or a month ago. A freeze doesn't have to wait, which is exactly what this proposal, as far as we know right now, is going to say. Secondly, a freeze could be on the entire budget or a vast majority of the budget. Instead, what we anticipate seeing is a freeze on a very small sliver of the budget instead.
Isn't it ultimately up to Congress to determine where the budget line is drawn in the sand?
It is. The budgets come from the House initially. But if the president is coming out here, we would hope during his State of the Union address, if he is all about reining in the government and living within our means, which is what he's going to pretend to say, we would hope that he would delineate that. Well, obviously, we have not seen any indication from the Congress, from the Democrat leadership under Pelosi or Reid, to be even stronger than the president in the last in his first year of office. Nor have we seen such an indication during the prior 2 years when they still controlled the House and the Senate.
A couple days ago, we heard the president also talk about some ideas he'd like to see pursued in legislation, including tax credits for helping folks pay for child care, for the care of elderly loved ones, as well as mandatory retirement accounts to be offered by employers. I know your House Leader John Boehner says those are great ideas if you have a job, but it doesn't necessarily improve the ability to create jobs. What do you make of that?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, the president has been so apparently distracted by other issues than the main issue on the American public's mind, and that is the economy and that is jobs and the fact that, one out of 10 folks who are looking for a job with 10% unemployment are out of work right now. The focus should be on how do you create jobs again and not extraneous factors and extraneous matters.
The other issue I know you've been following closely is the president's suggestion for changing things up on Wall Street. A couple weeks ago, he talked about fees for financial institutions that had gotten taxpayer money in the TARP program. More recently, he's talked about refusing to allow banks to further consolidate or take part in hedge funds or proprietary trading. Good ideas or bad ideas?
I think they're, in general, not good ideas. And the reason is this. I was just with a group of investors earlier today, and I was asking them, what is it that you're looking for from the government, from Washington specifically, before you go back and get into the marketplace and start investing again and start allowing banks to lend again? And they're saying, we want to see a little bit of certainty. And they're not getting that out of Washington when you have an administration come to us in May or June of last year and saying, here's our bold plan. A year goes by, or 9 months go by, and then comes out here in January in a sort of populist tone and say, well, here's a different plan, or here's changes to it. They want to have certainty so that they know if they're going to invest in a business, hire new employees, provide new benefits, what have you, that the government's not going to change the rules of the road tomorrow or the next day just because the public's attention changes from one issue to another issue as far as the White House is concerned.
Just last week, Congressman, the president said he wasn't really distracted from the economic fight because of his attention to health care. He says they're one and the same, that passing health care legislation will improve the economy. Given the shakeup in the Senate over the past couple of weeks, what are you hearing is going to be the path, if there is going to be a path, for the Democrats to keep pushing the health care bill?
Well, clearly, he's right that health care does impact upon the economy, but that's not where the focus should be. As I said before, it should be focusing on just basically job creation. Where, get more to your point of your question, though, as far as what path is taken, I don't know, because I know that the Democrat leadership doesn't know what path they're going to take. They are finding themselves in a quandary now because they have a split within their conference more than they had before. Remember this, early on, Reid and Pelosi were always in the press sort of complaining that the Republicans were blocking health care reform when, in fact, as you know, they had the 60 votes. They had the 218 votes in both the House and the Senate. They could have done it for the last year. They didn't do it because they had disagreement with their own conference, and today that disagreement is growing even more so.
Congressman, just earlier today on one of the cable channels, I heard an interview with the Deputy White House Press Secretary, Bill Burton, and he said that whether it's talking about how to improve the economy, create jobs, pass health care reform, the president's door is always open to Republicans and will remain open. I know I've talked to you, I've talked with some of your colleagues about how the health care debate in particular has played out on Capitol Hill about transparency and open doors and so forth. What would you say to that statement that his door has been open and remains open?
Well, it may be open, but it's the large gates with men with blocking you before you even get to the White House, if you will, that is the problem. I'm just saying that facetiously. Look, several months ago when the president came to a joint session of Congress, I think I may have mentioned this to you in a story once before, but to share again, he made the same statements. And as he walked down the center aisle of the House of Representatives, I handed him a proposal of about two dozen or more ideas that Republicans have in bill form and otherwise, said, here are some ideas that we would like to work with. Give us a call back. That was months ago. Never heard any word from him or anyone else in the White House. Basically, all the amendments that we tried to do in committee and what have you on the floor when the health bill came through, 100 amendments proposed, 99 of them were summarily dismissed and not even allowed for a vote on the floor. So there's been a lot of rhetoric from this administration about openness and open doors and discussions, what have you. Unfortunately for the American public, it just has not happened. We need to have that occur in order to get a really good bill out of this House, and maybe tonight will be the day that he actually puts actions to those words.
Congressman, we'll be watching tonight. Thanks, as always, for your time.
Hey, thank you.
New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett represents his state's 5th Congressional District, also a member of the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.